Hey, listeners, apologies in advance. We had some technical difficulties on this episode, and you might have a little bit lower audio quality than usual. Deal with it! Oh, my goodness. All right, welcome to the Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Peter, too. You have to have the Patreon to get that visual gag. Oh, my God. So let me ask you, Lauren, how is your diet going? Especially since you got back off the macaroni and cheese diet.
The diet was going pretty well last week because on the mac and cheese diet, I gained 10 pounds in a week. So then last week I was like, all right, I can eat normally again. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, get back on Weight Watchers. So it'll be much healthier for me. Mm-hmm. It was going pretty good. And then the past few days I've eaten nothing but like pizza and I think had a burger and some fries. Mm-hmm. I'm on the moving diet.
So that is pizza, burgers, fries.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you can get your hands
whatever
on.
Whatever quick I can shovel into my face.
Is that something you want to talk about?
Sure. Event?
I didn't even think about that until just now. It's like, yeah.
Sure. Matt is moving in with me. And this is the first move I've ever done where I haven't moved all of my things into an empty space. Instead, I'm moving someone else's things into my entirely already full space. And if you know me, you know I don't plan well. And I procrastinated and didn't make any room in my house for any of Matt's things.
In my experience, no matter how much room you think you made, it's not enough anyway. So
we were unloading the U-Haul, and then we decided the three biggest pieces of furniture that he had, we were just going to donate it to Goodwill and be done with it. He has a queen-size bed. I only have a double bed, so we're taking his bed. But I said, well, I don't want the bed frame. Forget it. I don't need the bed frame, the headboard, the footboard, nothing. Out.
Get all that Goodwill. Shit out. Yeah.
My double bed is going to go into my son's room. We're going to take the queen bed, but we don't want the mattress. I was like, I'm going to order a Purple or a Casper or one of those things, but we're going to keep this box spring. So there's a box spring in my living room. But the biggest fiasco of today was I knew Goodwill wouldn't take a mattress because there's a bed bug issue.
Right, right.
So I was like, we can take this mattress to the dump, Matt said, but it's Sunday. I was like, hey, there's this dumpster at my work. They won't mind if I dump this mattress in there. So we start driving over to my work.
They don't care about bed bugs at the dumpster.
To dump this mattress into my dumpster. And I couldn't get the lid open on the dumpster. And I'm doing these parkour moves. Hanging off the back of the U-Haul, trying to launch myself off of the stockade fence that's next to our dumpster and use a stick to try to push up the lid.
Don't you think somebody's going to notice that somebody just dropped a mattress in the dumpster?
I told you, they won't care. I'll say that was my mattress and they'll say, okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that part they won't care about. If it was some other random place where we were dumping a mattress, then it would be a problem, but my work. So... You gotta lick the tip before you can stick it.
I lick the base.
It's another visual Patreon joke. Sorry, folks.
I'm a unicorn now.
So eventually I go venture off because the stick I was using didn't work. Go over to the wood pile outside of work and get a big plank, which is soaking wet and covered in bugs. Oh, I didn't mention that it had like just started pouring raining. So it was raining all morning as we were pulling stuff into the house, but it wasn't like torrential downpour. And we were like, this is okay. We can do this. And then as we're driving over to my work to use the dumpster, it starts pouring rain. And I realize I don't have my rain jacket. I'm like, but it's going to be okay. This will be quick. At least it wasn't pouring rain like this when we were moving into the house. not realizing it was going to take us 20 minutes to try to launch this mattress into the dumpster.
So by now you are soaking wet, regardless of how much it's actually raining.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it was, I mean, it was pouring rain by the time we were out of the truck, putting the mattress into the dumpster.
Okay.
It was pouring rain. We were both soaking wet. And I'm using this, like a 2x4 to lift up the lid of the dumpster, get it open. And the main issue of why it was so hard to lift the cover is it's split into two right down the center.
Mm-hmm.
If it had all been one thing, we would have had enough leverage from the U-Haul to launch up the lid and flip it over.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Because it was two pieces, it was like we couldn't get both at once, and it was.
But you got
so,
it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I got it with this 2x4, and it was a lot of effort to swing back and forth. And then we have to like hurl this mattress in, which is heavier than it
seemed. Serious American Gladiator shit.
Oh, yeah. It was hardcore. And then I had to close the lid back up. Because I said, you know, my office isn't going to be mad at me for using the dumpster, but they would be mad at me if the dumpster got full of water.
Right, right.
So I go around to the back, and there's 6 inches of water at the back of the dumpster behind the curb. So I'm, like, walking around the curb, like, I'm in just, like, sneakers, not in rain boots or anything. And again, having to launch up. So by the time it's done, I was covered in trash. I even had ants on me. I don't know where they are. Hashtag trash, but I was like, I was covered in ants. I was like, oh my God. And then from there, we go over to Goodwill to bring in the furniture. And I called Goodwill on the way there. I said, I'm on the way with furniture. What, you know, where do I unload? And they said, oh, at our regular donation.
On my face.
Our regular donation point. So we pull up there, and they're, like, helping us pull the U-Haul in to the right point. And we open up the truck, and the guys go, oh, we don't do furniture. I'm like, I just called. And they're like, yeah, we take the furniture at Goodwill, but you got to go to another drop-off. And I'm like, yes, I just called. And they're like, yeah, we'll take it. I'm like, no.
Person, like, give you something. Just take the shit.
I'm like, you don't understand. I just called. And she told me to go to the regular donation area. I told her I had furniture. I said, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry. I'm like, it's not your fault. But go tell whoever's answering the phone to instruct people to go to the other entrance. So then we're taking out Matt's dresser with the guys working at Goodwill who are acting like, you know, we're just destroying their day.
Oh,
she brought
God.
Furniture.
You're bringing us stuff for charity. God, what assholes.
I mean, to be fair, these poor guys working at Goodwill probably make like $8 an hour unloading all our heavy ass furniture. So Matt never took his clothes out of the dresser.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the drawers start opening up. And I'm like, are you sure you don't want these clothes? I haven't worn them in 2 years. Just donate them. Okay. And then what else flies out of the dresser drawer?
His vibrator.
His birth certificate. Matt almost donated his birth certificate to
Goodwill. So if anybody wants to steal Matt's identity, just go down to the Goodwill. Buy a dresser. There's probably like some fucking other sealed documents in there. The Declaration of Independence is in that shit. Nicolas Cage is going to come to the Goodwill and steal it.
I was going to say, it's national treasure. Yeah, so then I had to quickly jump in the shower before I hopped on here because I was...
Well, you're covered in trash.
I was covered in trash.
Yeah.
I was in trash.
You got to freshen up before you go on the show. You never know.
Before I sat down, well, before I hopped in the shower, I was wearing my Are We Great Again Yet shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm only patrons can see this, but I'm wearing my Make America Weird Again shirt.
Yeah. So we would have been twins.
We're on similar wavelengths today. But we're more like a fucking sports bra because I was out playing Pokemon again. And like I hate wearing sports bras. Like my boobs just become like this like solid, like one boob to rule them all sort of thing. Like
Because
this is like a cheap stretchy sports bra that I got from Walmart or something, probably doesn't have any support whatsoever. It's just like, let's just not have just free flowing boobs under your shirt. That's all.
It's like a tube top with an extra strap.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the reason I brought up the diet is because I have not been doing very well on mine for the last couple of days. Between like the hurricane prep food that I bought.
You got to carb up for that hurricane. You know, your body needs sugars to eat.
Like, yeah, like if I can't eat for a couple of days, I need to be carb loaded. But then like I just couldn't get back on track. And then like yesterday I just was craving chicken nuggets, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have like a cheat day, you know, instead of just cheat meals like I've had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I go to the grocery store for one thing to get a few things so I can stop having excuses to eat bad food. And then while I'm there, I'm like, you know what? I haven't had a bowl of cereal in forever. I'm going to get a box of cereal. I'm going to get some fucking Cinnamon Life cereal. Actually, I look for pumpkin spice life.
I fucking love Cinnamon Life.
Oh. It's the best. Any cinnamon cereal in general is the best.
Cinnamon French Toast Crunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to buy this box of cereal. I'm going to eat the whole fucking thing today. I'm going to go home and eat this box of cereal. I ate like one bowl. I was like, oh my God, I'm done. I can't do it. But then to top it off, I went to Chick-fil-A and I ordered the 30-piece nuggets because I don't know if you knew this. This is a little Chick-fil-A secret here. You can order it's basically a catering tray, but it's a 30-piece. I found this out because I asked for two large nuggets once and they were like, do you mean the 30-piece or the 12-piece? I was like, you have a 30-piece? So I ordered the 30-piece, and then I had to pretend like it was for more than just me. I'm like, what kind of sauces do you want? Let's see. What did they ask for? Chick-fil-A and buffalo and honey mustard. No, never mind on the honey mustard. We don't want that. We meaning me. I only ate 20 of them. But now I've got 10 more chicken nuggets, and now I feel ashamed of myself. Because
don't be ashamed. I think that's a fabulous thing to do. You treated yourself.
At least I didn't get the fries, I guess. I think I would have been worse off if I gotten the fries.
Yeah.
Like, at least the chicken nuggets have protein and stuff.
Lots of protein.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I kind of feel bad about it because, like if my diet gets stalled now and I end up on a plateau for the next week, I know exactly why. It's because I fucking just ate cereal out of the box and a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
You didn't put milk on your cereal?
Oh, I did. But I ate it right out of the box later, too.
Oh, good.
So, like, the box of cereal is almost gone at this point.
Did you see the fucked up thing about how Kylie Jenner put milk on her cereal for the first time and then it was trending all over Instagram or some crap?
She never puts milk on her cereal?
That's what I didn't understand. I was like, what? Why wouldn't you have cereal with milk? But the headline was Kylie Jenner tries milk on cereal for the first time. Trends on
But at the same
Twitter.
Time, I don't fucking care.
I didn't care enough to try to read the article and look at it. I just got annoyed with the fact that she had never tried it before. It makes no sense to me.
Like, that's how you fucking eat cereal. That's
right?
They just go together. It's I don't get it.
It's like saying, oh, I put a hamburger on a bun for the first time.
It's cool. Like the point of a hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I don't put the bun on it, it's because I'm doing low carb and I'm trying to avoid the carbs most of the time.
Right.
You know? So, what the? Meow.
Is Nico upset about something?
He's upset that I'm not giving him my undivided attention right now.
That's cats for you.
Yeah. The other thing going on with the move is the cat baby situation. Oh, but go on with you.
No, go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead. I was just going to talk about how I'm fat. Everybody
knows. We're in the middle of talking about being fat, so go on with it. We'll circle back around to cats later.
I don't know if I had anything else really to say other than we had started a support group on Facebook. Like we're sharing recipes and stuff. So anybody else who's specifically doing any kind of like low carb sort of thing, feel free to join our group and share recipes and ask questions and stuff like that. But, don't be surprised if I tell you that you're doing something wrong if you still put croutons on your salad. Like, hey, you shouldn't do that.
Think chicken nuggets are low carb because they're not.
I'm not full of myself.
Right.
Anyways. Oh, you know what? We got a voicemail before we get too much further into it.
Yeah, let's listen.
And I feel really bad because like I have the worst memory in the fucking world. Like I really do. And there was a guy who messaged us on Twitter, I think just a couple days ago or earlier last week. And he was saying that he used to call us and leave drunk voicemail messages. And I really don't remember. I don't remember him calling, like, unless he changed his Twitter name or something like that. Because like I said, I'm horrible with names and I just might not remember. If it's been several years, I'm not going to remember anyway. But anyway, he called again and Mike, you need to call more often because you made my fucking day. Hold on a second. I'm going to play this for everybody.
Hi, this is Mike from the UK. I'm not drunk, which is unusual for me leaving a message for you. But I just thought I'd call and let you know that if you're not listening to Mouthy Podcast, you're a waste of skin and air, and you should just die in a massive hat full of spikes. Have a nice day. Bye.
Mouthy Podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for getting our name right. I appreciate it.
It's similar to the Mouthy Birdcast, Mouthy, I believe.
Frothy Flirt Blast?
Or blast.
You had one job.
Yeah, listen, I don't remember getting voicemails really from anybody, but
we are a podcast and we are mouthy, so I mean he's not wrong. He's not wrong. So
we appreciate the voicemail. We appreciate the support as always.
Feel free to call us like drunk, sober, anytime. Because you know what? The accent's sexy. Good job. Good job on having a voice. Sorry, I'm stupid. All right. What else we got on here?
It's good and refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Peter's got some hot news.
Oh, yeah.
Hot news from Instagram.
Billy Corgan blocked me on Instagram.
You can't just lay out the headline like that. You got to tell the fucking story. What happened? Why did he block you?
Okay. So I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but he's been doing this massive reunion tour of the Smashing Pumpkins, except it's not really a reunion because one of the original members wasn't allowed to be in the band anymore. The bass player, Darcy.
Is there some drama there?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm over here saying, like, don't call it a fucking reunion tour if it's not a reunion of the whole fucking band.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. So, and I like the Smashing Pumpkins. I just think Billy is a bit ridiculous at times and a bit of an ass, so I like to pick on him.
I mean, but so am I.
Yeah.
So is everybody.
And as listeners may know, he has previously blocked me on Twitter for being an ass to him. So on Instagram, those little Insta story things that you can do now, he was doing a Q&A. And I said, he says, like, ask me anything about, upcoming shows, blah, blah, blah. And I said, where's Darcy? And within about 10 minutes, I couldn't access his face or his Instagram anymore.
What a fucking baby. Like it, that's some like basically like high school shit. Like, oh, you were mean to me. You asked me a question and I'm like, I'm gonna block you now.
Like, I imagine every other celebrity out there is always getting some kind of weird negative comments or something, and they're just like, whatever, like, you know, scroll past. Billy actually takes the time to like go click block Dead Dog's Eye 81. Like,
do you think or one of his admins?
I was gonna say, do you think that he manages his own social media? I would assume so if he's just blocking people like that.
He is, because you can tell by the way he answers things that it's him.
Like shitty grammar and spelling or something.
Yeah.
Well, at least he kept his Instagram profile and didn't delete it. That's what they do now.
Really?
People are deleting their Instagrams left and right. Yeah. Daisy Ridley, what's her name that played Rose?
Yeah, but they were getting harassed.
Pete Davidson. Yeah, but I'm saying that when people don't like what is coming back to them, they usually delete their stuff instead of just blocking somebody.
Well, this wasn't like death threats or me saying, you know, you killed my favorite story. This was just like, hey, where's the bass player?
Yeah, this was like a legit fan question. I mean, it was kind of...
I mean, you do have a history of trolling him. It's not like...
Got you on a list.
Yeah. Oh, I remember this one.
He's got your face up on the wall.
He might.
This fucking guy. Didn't somebody else block you?
Mike Huckabee blocked me, I think last year.
You probably did something to deserve that.
I did.
He probably also did something to deserve whatever you said.
He did. He on Twitter, he regularly makes really bad dad jokes about the liberals and the Democrats. You know, and he thinks he's being really clever. And like, I don't remember what he said, but I was just said something about liberals or whatever. And I said, hey, remember that time your son killed a dog and you covered up for him because you're powerful and rich?
Holy shit.
I remember.
I don't remember.
Because that happened.
Wow.
And he blocked me.
Jesus. When was this? So we can like try to find the story or something. Because I kind of vaguely remember this happening, but.
This was like years ago.
Like when he was running for president or something?
Yeah. Let me find it.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. I don't think I've been blocked by anybody. And I know you've been trying to get blocked by Donald Trump also. Like you texted.
That's my white whale. That's my Moby Dick.
Dick. Is it a toadstool shaped dick with Yeti pubes?
No.
I'm. I'm not going to let that ruin a Nintendo character for me.
Her whole description was so ridiculous. Like, the way it was written, and you know she's not writing this book herself. She's getting help. Why didn't she get a better writer to help her? Ugh.
They probably just needed to knock something out, like, real quick.
That description was so poorly written. It was offensive.
You're just offended by how poorly written it is.
Yes, absolutely. If I wanted to read poorly written schmutt, I would get 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I'm just like, don't bring Toad into this. Like, I don't want to play Mario Kart and have to think about Trump's dick at the same time.
Well, Twitter actually like didn't delete you, but like they put you in timeout for a day or something, didn't they?
Yeah. Because
telling him to go fuck himself so often.
Yeah, like. I used to do it with every tweet, but now I just do it like, you know, maybe once a day. But every tweet, I just reply, go fuck yourself or some variation of that. Mm-hmm. And then I think one day, like, Twitter was like, hey, you're being abusive. Like, we're going to have to lock you down for a day. And I was like, yeah, but what he's doing, man.
I wonder if it's like one of those things where like people just flagged you so often, like report this tweet. And like at some point, it's not even like somebody sitting there like saying, get this guy off of Twitter, so much as just like it triggers a bot or something that you know, you've gotten so many complaints or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe. I don't know.
Fuck it. Give him hell. What's the worst that can happen? You start a new Twitter account.
I mean, if he chooses this way to communicate with the American people, like, he's got to deal with the replies that he gets. You
right.
Know?
Exactly. I'm just molesting the camera with my tiny little...
The Patreon feed is totally worth it this week, everybody.
I think it was worth it last week, too.
All the dick play. Yeah, last week there were boobs.
This week there's a little penis toy.
I like his eyeballs.
I know, he's so cute. And I should probably mention that we are going to be giving away a little penis stress toy thingy that you can put on your desk or lick it and stick it to your forehead if you choose.
Or your glasses. Spoilers!
So keep an eye on the Facebook page, and we're going to do a contest for that, like, real soon. But we have got to wrap this up because we're on a strict time limit this week. TikTok, motherfuckers! but like all the pictures and links and stuff that we talked about in the show will be on our website at mouthybroadcast.com, and you can look at the notes there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mouthy Broadcast, and you can donate to our Patreon for only $1 a month and see the video to the show and all the rest. And you can give us a call at 757-541-CUNT and leave us a voicemail like Mike did. Yeah. See you next Tuesday, motherfuckers!
Go fuck yourself.